Engage.
The Rancor is awful.
What are you proposing here?
Is there any... let's see if we can look because, for some hoses. We can siphon the gas out of the f***ing van.
Like, I don't think that what you're suggesting is illogical, but I also don't want to go to jail for arson.
You know arson's really, really hard to prove, right?
Yeah, but with the police knowing we were
Jeff,
here...
They literally, yeah.
Criminology. To set a fire.
I mean, I have pretty good criminology.
I bet I have better.
Oh. Whoa. Whoa now. Okay.
I don't know why my criminology score is what it is, but if this were class, I'd be getting a C. I think we burned the shit down. I don't know what happened here, but it stops. It needs to stop now. Whatever it is.
I disagree with you.
Can we find out a little more about what happened?
Let's burn it before the lady comes back out here.
Why?
So whatever happens here stops happening.
Well, we don't know for sure that she's the reason anything happened.
Okay, go look at the tapes. We're going to go get gas. You can look at all the tapes and the time it takes us to go get gas, get road flares, and come back.
I don't mind sitting in the back of the van.
Sure. Back of the van, look at the tapes, go, road flares, gasoline.
Not against it, but Dave has a point of, like, the police know we were here. Like...
Yeah, you're totally not federal agents on this. You are not accustomed to this stuff.
Score of criminology, 70, would argue with you that I do know how to get away with this.
Oh, I'm not saying you don't know how to get away with it. I'm saying that this is above
your pay grade. No one's
gonna
protect you.
This is not a situation that you are trained to deal with. So
I mean, I don't need to be trained to dump a canister of gas over and throw a match at it.
I get that.
But the point I'm just trying to get at is, at very least, the cops know we were here.
Yep.
They may not be able to prove in a court of law that we burned the house down, but...
It would be a trial that went on for 6 months or more.
We would definitely have to face some immediate ramification for burning the house down.
Because especially if we disappear right after doing that, you can bet that they'll put out a warrant and make sure we...
It's real hard to prove.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean it's hard to arrest you for.
You can get arrested for whatever you want. If you don't get convicted, you're not going to jail.
Yeah, but they could still charge us with it.
Okay. They had to prove it or they can't.
Everybody,
I don't
want to
spend the next 6 months of my life in jail. Everybody
roll me a con by five.
If you're charged with something and it goes to trial.
Hot dog, I passed it.
Did you say
what
con?
What did you get?
15 out of 40.
You said con?
Con by five. Just what'd you roll?
80 over 75.
60 over 50. I don't think we're going to be alive for 6 months, Dave.
Dave, you have really got to find a bathroom.
Well, there's a cornfield right there. So, you know, that's easy.
Like, in what kind of urgency is it? Like, is it a one or two situation?
This is a number two situation. And sometimes nature calls, and sometimes nature says, run, motherfucker, run.
I mean, hang on. Take a shit in the house and break it down.
You know, if it's closer, sure. No, wait, no. That's spooky. Cornfield.
Okay.
Dave disappears as he walks into the cornfield.
And was never seen again.
No, you do your business and a few things skitter out.
I mean...
Okay.
It was in the quote in the paper.
Little white grub worms with spider legs? You see them skitter out and take off into the shadows of the cornfield.
from the corn stalks 50 feet away, you suddenly hear...
Yeah, roll me sand.
Nope.
Six.
Yay.
Fight, flight, or panic?
Oh, that is totally panic.
Yeah.
Then he goes comatose there in the field. Probably more or less in his own...
I'm good with that.
For a number of rounds, you basically lay there covered in poop, wailing.
The best.
Upon which I assume we find him.
If you go looking for him, yeah.
I mean, if some man like wanders, says, hey, I'm going to be right back, and then wanders off and starts screaming, I'm probably going to go look. If you're like, hey, guys, I'm going to go to the bathroom, and you went upstairs and then suddenly started screaming, I'm going to go look for you.
Yeah.
Let me make sure there's not anything else that I'm supposed to do with that. But
unless they wiggle into his ear like that out of Star Trek.
Oh, I know.
That bothers me to this day. See that little thing?
I had a dream about something crawling in my ear a couple weeks ago. And, man.
So about burning? Are you more on board with that now that you've lost the sick sand?
Has anyone else noticed any little spider things? Like I'm stumbling out of the cornfield.
No.
Like sort of like the,
oh,
the
no.
big thing we saw, but little.
During that memory, you would have seen a swarm of them around that thing. And I didn't describe that, but yeah. Ah,
okay. I've seen them a couple times now. Once I know it wasn't real because it was on the laptop that you were unlocking. But, you know, I blinked and they were gone.
Okay. Well, yeah. I didn't see.
And now something. I just saw some more, but I don't know if they were real or not.
Well, point of order, the spiders that he saw earlier, were they spiders that he imagined earlier? Or were they more these little insect-y weird things?
Grubby things.
I don't know.
You call them spiders.
Yeah.
That's true. Earlier, I didn't remember this whole episode, so...
Correct.
I would have just thought spider. Funky-looking spider. Okay.
If you guys want to go have dinner in town somewhere, I'll set it on fire. If you would like plausible deniability. But whatever is happening here is horrific and wrong.
I don't disagree. How do you feel about waiting a little further in the day to lessen the chance of anybody seeing it, the fire?
Twilight is a good time because it's not quite dark enough that they're, you know, it's going to super stand out.
Well,
but you won't see the smoke as much either.
Let's go back into town and get supplies then.
Ugh. Ugh. Okay.
I mean, you want to go to the gun store, you go right ahead.
No? I don't know how to use this. That's why I bought a bat.
Yeah, let's go in and buy necessary supplies to burn a house. And probably the barn.
Kerosene, gasoline.
Just gasoline. Kerosene's a bit more suspicious.
We go and we buy burning supplies.
You can get all that stuff.
And I suppose we will return at twilight then.
Let's watch back those tapes first.
You have plenty of time to watch back those tapes.
Exactly. So let's see if we find out anything new that would change our minds.
See how you do on that sand roll.
I already lost a ton. Who cares? Britain will never be the same again.
You find the interviews from that sheet.
Probably Vanessa's is number one that we want to check out.
Yeah.
Hers and the officers.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
Oh, Sergeant.
Maybe the Grover family, because they do live close.
The Grover family, Father Mark, Mother Penelope, Son Ethan, Daughter Grace are more distant neighbor to the Cooper house on the other side of the from the Bakers. The father, mother, and son were all interviewed by TSF on the evening of the 16th. The family says that they do not really believe in ghosts, but they have all seen odd things at the Cooper house. The standard haunted house fare follows, such as stories about strange lights or blood-curdling screams coming from the house, or seeing mysterious figures at night wandering around the abandoned property. All of these can easily be explained by thrill seekers going to the house for a good scare. Okay. And Vanessa?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Vanessa Volker is the realtor in charge of the abandoned Cooper house. The investigators met with her on the 17th, right before going to the Cooper house. She refused to be interviewed on the grounds that it just wasn't professional. She accompanied the investigators to the house as she had the keys to the building and to show them around.
Okay.
Kennedy?
It's not one of the
two. That's the guy who only wanted...
Audio. Yeah, he wanted us to mask his...
Okay, well, I have the audio tapes, too.
Yep. And you would have found the equipment there to play them.
Okay.
Joseph Kennedy is the sergeant of the Clio Police Department. He agreed to be interviewed on the 16th, but not videotaped, and only if his voice was altered so that you could not recognize it. A 25-year veteran of the Clio Police, he has been on the force longer than the chief, but does not want anyone ribbing him for talking about ghosts or reprimanding him for talking about past police cases. Because of this, if the
If you ask him about the case from 25 years ago, he has personal knowledge. Because what year is it currently?
Topical year. It's totally the year that the listener is listening to this in.
I mean, the closest case to 25 years ago was the girl disappearing in 1990.
Right. That's what I was saying.
He will confirm that Tiffany Jensen was never found.
Okay. Does he say anything else of interest?
He believes that something is awfully wrong with the Cooper house, and as he and a friend once snuck into the place when he was a kid and witnessed something horrible.
Oh, that's right.
And he won't say what the horrible thing was?
He didn't say more.
Well, Jeff's looking into his folder, so I'm going to bet...
Horrible.
I bet it's some sort of, like, cigar-shaped lobster thing with eight legs.
You're a cigar-shaped lobster thing with eight legs.
It's kind of rude.
That's why it's funny.
Oh, it listed under the wrong name on the handout. When I was about 12, my buddy Dale LaFleur and I snuck into the Cooper house on a dare. We didn't see ghosts or anything like that, but we found this dead cat. It was an old tabby we found in a corner of the kitchen, all big and bloated. I assumed it was just bloated with gases like roadkill, and being a stupid kid, I poked it with a stick. Well, that damn thing just erupted. It busted, and pouring out of it were these hideous white spider-like things, dozens of them. I had never seen anything like them before or since. They weren't spiders, kind of slugs with legs. I know that don't make any sense. Anyway, they must have somehow crawled up inside the cat and were eating it from the inside out, because there wasn't much left of that poor old tabby when they came tearing out. Dale and I ran out of that house screaming, and we refused to tell anyone about it. A few years later, he moved away, so I don't know if he still thinks about it or not, but I've never forgotten.
So I'm not worried about being in jail for a while.
Dead man walking.
We'll call the realtor's number again.
Yeah, it's about noon. What was her name? Vanessa Volker?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she'll answer.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Who's this? How can I help? Call her.
Because I want to talk to her.
Okay.
She's expecting us to be dead.
Maybe. Probably. Maybe.
We'll find out.
Which is why I want to do that face to face.
Where are the people you left in the basement last night?
Left in the basement? What do you mean? This is Tammy, isn't it?
Yeah. Cooper house. Last night.
No, I showed you around the house.
You don't remember anything that happened last night?
I was back at the office by 4.
Okay, well, we're all done filming at the Cooper house, so we'll be heading out. Just thought I'd let you know.
Well, yeah, you finished up yesterday and we locked up and left.
Right. Absolutely. Just wanted to confirm that with you.
Is there something else you need out at the house or anything?
No, we're done.
Okay. Anything else I can help with for the story or anything?
Nope, it's been very insightful. I mean, I need to talk to her about, she's either a cultist or something f***ing weird's going on, so.
Right, which is why I wanted to confront her in person.
What difference would it have made? She's going to say the same shit.
Yeah, but at least I can tell whether or not she's bullshitting me in person. I can't tell over the phone.
I can roll human over the phone.
Yeah, but I feel like it's...
That would be like a minus 30.
Yeah, it'd be a...
Impale, motherfucker. So tell me she's lying.
What did you get?
22 out of 30. My roll is 60, is it not? Yes, it is. Suck a dick, Jeff.
She is definitely startled.
Also gonna maybe complicate burning the house down.
Don't worry, Miss Velcor, everything's fine.
Don't say that.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm gonna hang up.
Okay.
Everything will be fine.
What's she gonna
do?
If the whole town is under this spell anyway, we're dicked as it is. We're literally rotting from the inside out. I'd like to try and take the thing out when I go. With fire.
No, I don't disagree. I'm just saying. All right. Let's go burn a house down.
If it's just going to eat my insides out, if I fly back to California and leave this alone, I'm probably still going to die.
Maybe.
Plus, I don't even know where I live. Well, I guess I have it. Like, I don't know anything. Who? Yeah, I don't know.
Gasoline, please.
You can buy gas.
A good bit of it.
Yeah.
In for a penny, in for a pound.
How do we get that much gasoline?
Several 5-gallon containers.
You don't even need that many. Old house like this, set the first floor on fire.
Okay.
Problem's not on the first floor.
I understand. But you're not going to burn down a stone basement.
Not yet. I mean... Anyway. We get fire-making materials and go back to the house then, yes? Is there anything else you want to investigate? I think we pretty much got this sorted out.
I mean,
it's really a question whether or not it was a bad play to call Miss Velcor. I just want to see if she's alive. She might have been involved with us. The fact that she was alive and...
She was.
Still don't know what happened to Lynn. No, wait. Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do. She got impaled.
She did. She got sacrificed to the holy crab spider lords.
The crab spider lords.
I, for one, welcome our new crab spider lords.
Back to the house.
All right. Okay.
Channel our inner Beavis and Butthead.
I was going to try and say some sort of person, but I realized I don't know the names of any famous arsons. Nero?
I mean, it's pretty good. Did you bring a fiddle?
That f***ing cow that burned down Chicago?
This is the reason why you don't know famous arsonists. They usually don't get caught.
So,
oh no, the guy from
Texas Pete.
I'm even forgetting the town. God dang it. Okay, it'll come to me.
Waco?
Yeah.
It's a pretty terrible joke. Can we burn down this barn now?
I doubt it. As you are heading out of town back to the house, you see lights behind you.
Okay. You're driving.
Flashing red and blue lights coming up behind you.
Okay.
What are you going to do?
You're the one driving, I think.
The one driving?
I think so.
I don't know. Typically, it was Kristen.
Not typically anything. He's driven.
You're the production assistant. You're the one who handles driving.
What's your drive auto?
12 to 20.
What's your drive auto?
20.
Yeah, it's all the same.
None of, like, I don't have any higher skill. There's no reason.
Yes, I know.
I was in the back because I was looking at cameras.
Because the production assistant is the one who deals with driving. That's what it says.
If I'm driving, then I'm pulling over.
You're pulling over. Okay. An officer gets out and comes up to the car. Roll a human?
Nope.
Afternoon, ma'am.
Hi, officer. What's the problem?
We received a report about a film crew that might be heading back out to the Cooper House. Do you know anything about that?
No, we weren't heading out to the Cooper House. I wanted to follow up with the Baker family and talk to them more about the Cooper mysteries and whatnot, but we were done with the Cooper House.
Yeah, we received a report that said you may be going back out to vandalize the house.
No. Who called on such a report?
And the officer is looking around the van and...
There's still a bunch of equipment all over the place.
And 5-gallon gas tanks.
You can't see in the van.
Ma'am, we already finished at the Cooper House. We did all of our filming there yesterday.
Okay. Roll me a persuade. I don't think this has fast talk or anything like that. I think it's just persuade.
It is.
Pass.
Pass? Okay.
By half if you want to know.
he will let you go.
Oh, sorry.
He does head out to the Cooper House.
Okay.
I guess we're going to go see the Baker family.
I mean, I legitimately did want to talk to the Baker family.
Yep.
Okay, go talk to the Baker family. I'm going to sit out with the van and watch for that officer to leave.
Roll me a human.
You can just stay in the van, basically.
I got it.
He's watching you.
You are the host, so I'll get a camera out. Attach a mic to the front.
But essentially, I just wanted to talk to them under the guise of our friend is missing, like, plead with them, would you please talk with us, whether it's on camera or not, like, even
go up there and talk
off
to
the
him.
Record.
Yeah, there's Marge and Bill Baker. What do you want to know?
They answer
completely
the door?
Completely off the record, yes.
Yeah. We just want to know if you had any... Like, what are your feelings about the Cooper House? I mean, what exactly is your hesitation about talking to us on camera? Our friend has gone missing. We're just trying to follow all leads here at this point to try to find her.
Give me a second. I'm getting back to them.
If this is a rental van, that means we flew in. If we flew in, how do we get all our equipment here?
Probably carried it.
No, I mean, like, tons of cameras and reflectors and all that sort of stuff. You can't take that on a plane.
Yeah, you can.
You check it in cases.
I guess you just pay a ton in baggage fees.
I mean, depends. If we flew business or something, you usually get more amenities that way.
They, when asked as to why they refused, they just didn't have anything to say. They don't know anything about the Cooper House. They don't believe any of the folk tales, nothing like that.
Okay.
And they haven't seen Lynn. We'll just keep asking about that.
Yeah. Have you happened to see our friend?
I never did meet her. She talked to me on the phone.
Okay. Have you seen any... I mean, how far away is the Cooper House from here? Like, can you see at least the house,
you
barn
can,
from here?
From the end of their driveway, you could see the end of the Cooper House driveway.
Okay.
But the Cooper House driveway sits significantly further back off the road.
Okay. How long has your family been in Clio?
3 generations.
So you guys owned this land back when the events of
65?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what, 50 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Bill would have been a kid.
Did you know the Cooper family at all?
Not really. Mostly kept to themselves. They weren't very neighborly.
Okay. And just to follow up on some of the other stories that we found about, like, the area, do you know if they ever identified the man found out by the property back in 79?
I don't know anything about it.
You don't remember?
I remember it happening, but I was never really questioned. They questioned me about it. We didn't know anything. That's the last we heard of it.
Is there any... I mean, we could talk about the aforementioned corn that keeps being written in there.
Yeah.
There are cornfields between the two houses?
there are cornfields kind of surrounding the Cooper house, except for the rocky area.
Right.
It blocks visibility from this house.
Do you know who maintains the cornfields around the Cooper?
The corporation that bought the land.
Okay.
So we decided, is the corn up or is the corn not up?
We'll say it's feed corn. I don't know.
Okay.
The scenario says it's up.
Okay. Because then theoretically it would be possible to sneak from this property to the Cooper house. Because if the cop is watching us and it's a quarter mile lane, he's not actually at the house.
No, he pulled into the driveway.
So he's sitting on there. So he's...
Tammy, let's just go somewhere else and come back later.
No, but point of order, if he's watching us, how's he watching us from the house? He's
sitting at the end of the Cooper house driveway.
Sure. So he can see us.
Looking across, yes.
Okay.
So the house being a quarter mile from where he's sitting.
Right, he can't see the house.
You can see a quarter mile down a road, though.
Right.
It's not that far.
What I'm saying, is it possible to get... Probably not within his sight.
No, we could...
Absolutely sneak behind the house, splash some gas
in the back side of the house, and
right. But you'd have to get the gas and the flares out of the car. He might think it's weird if I pick up.
Okay, so all right, so we're getting back in the van, I assume.
Well, I was just going to walk into the cornfields with
right, well, right. But let's not do that next to the Baker house. So I'll drive. Okay, we're gonna go around. Like around the cornfield, like on one of the random little county roads.
Well, that was going to be my next thing. Is do we just start driving away from the Baker house, see if he follows us?
Yeah, that's the first question.
If not, then we can maybe take a back road and just circle
around. Yeah,
we can see if he follows us.
So we pull out and start driving back, ostensibly towards town.
Driving back towards town.
Yeah, like taking that little south road.
We're driving south away from the Cooper's house.
Yeah.
Okay. You do not see him pull out behind you.
Okay.
Okay. I'll take a few turns and go in.
I mean, you just go around the if you can just go around the county block and we'll walk up from the other side.
Sorry, just another question. Just because you said that these were rock formations and I mean they're similar formations. I don't know if that's supposed to be rock formations or is that
I'm honestly not sure.
Okay. I mean, I wouldn't think so, but...
Let's go around the county block and try and walk through the corn.
Yeah. So we'll go around, pull off the road, ideally next to some trees or something that would, block the van a bit from the road. The
corn's up. Go down the ditch.
I mean, I don't want to get stuck, and I also don't want to knock down corn and make it obvious that a car's been there.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you just pulled off the side of the road up close to the corn line.
Actually, you know what? I'll pull over. I'll put my hazards on and mess with something under the hood and go through the corn.
Sure. I hop out with a couple of road flares and a 5-gallon can of gas.
Okay.
I heard a weird noise. You guys went walking to see if there was anyone that could lend a hand.
Yeah.
So you're both going back to the house. You're staying with the van.
Right.
Okay. You two need to make me stealth checks. Dave, you need to make me a luck roll.
Bonus for being in corn? I mean, it's...
What's your strength?
My strength?
Yep.
60.
Mine's 65.
Give it plus 20, sure.
Got it.
Impale. 11.
What?
11 under 30. If you gave me plus 20, that's 11 under 50.
Okay. You get back to the house without being spotted.
Okay.
Nice.
Did you make your luck roll?
I was unlucky, as I have been the entire night.
A cop pulls up.
Hey, officer.
Everything okay?
Not like nothing's on fire, but we're like, I it's heard a weird noise.
Words.
It's a normal turn of phrase. I heard a weird noise. I'm just checking it out and making sure that no belt has slipped off or something.
Is it the same cop?
Roll me another luck roll.
I mean, I'm more point of order. How many goddamn cops are trolling these roads in this small ass town?
I was unlucky. I'm still unlucky.
If they think something's going on, absolutely all of them.
At the moment, 4. So you, what did you get? I'm sorry.
I failed that luck roll as well.
You failed that luck roll? That's definitely the same cop.
Do you know anything about cars?
That actually works in our favor.
What happened to your two friends?
They went looking to see if there was someone nearby they could hail.
Which way'd they go?
Death.
Point the opposite direction he came from.
I don't know. I opened the hood before they walked off. I wasn't paying attention.
Well, if you guys need a ride back to town.
Sure.
Yeah?
Sure. I'll just leave the keys on the seat and they can take care of it if they come back.
Well, we can get Dave out here to tow it. That's
okay.
That's not a problem. Yeah, let's go.
I'll leave it in neutral.
I didn't see him back this way. I'm assuming they went that way. Let's go find him. We'll give you a ride back to town.
Okay. I'll get in the car.
I'm going to the house. Unless I am stopped.
Yeah, you won't be stopped. The cop's not there anymore.
Sweet. Excellent.
Roll your criminology.
4.
All of the luck is draining from me to you tonight.
The house goes up.
Whoosh.
Let's roll it back. I mean, yes, I've set the house.
Mm-hmm.
I brought 2 road flares. Okay. I'm in the basement. The way that I've mocked this up is I'm going to make it look like I'm going to build a small campfire and then smother it so it looks like somebody was cooking in there next to the basement stairwell. So when the basement goes up and everything collapses all in, the arson is going to look like something started on the first floor. The first floor gave out and collapsed into the basement, where what I'm actually doing is setting the basement and it's burning up. The result of that would be very hard to do as long as this house burns fast enough that it collapses inward. Anyway, that's a whole lot of arson investigation you guys probably didn't care about. I want to go open that door.
Okay.
Wait, after you set the fire or before you set the fire?
I'm debating. I want to start hucking. I want to coat some things in gasoline and start hucking them into that basement area.
Okay.
Do I seem to get any response?
Make me a... Is there a listen?
I think it's basically it's just alertness.
Yeah, I think so.
Roll me an alertness.
13, pass.
You definitely hear scuttling. Little scuttling, not scuttling.
Right. I scream down there. You hear me, you son of a bitch?
You don't get any response.
I am not with you because I am now afraid of tight spots.
Did you bring gas as well?
Yeah, I would have brought. I would have said that we probably would have brought all that we had, so we didn't leave any in the van.
There's a thing on here that I'm following, and this is dictating my action. So I'm not just randomly choosing.
Okay.
I have quick footed. Mm-hmm. I also have brave. I'm gonna take my 5. So we've used your 5-gallon to set up the house.
Yeah.
And I've kicked off one of the road flares and handed it to you. Then I'm opening my can of gasoline, and I'm walking in there. I'm just going to start walking.
Down the steps?
Through the tight passageway.
Oh, okay.
Is your flare lit?
Yes.
Yes? You walk in, you see a large natural cavern.
Okay.
Once you get about halfway into the chamber, you start seeing on the fringes of the light that you're casting little white things scuttling away.
Okay.
You get to a certain point and there's a clump of these things that scuttle off of a mass of what used to be somebody.
Yep. I found her, guys.
Little red hairs.
Yeah. There are red hairs.
Is this the this cavern? Is this where it ends? It's some big cavern, or does it continue onward somewhere else?
It does continue on.
I'm going to run a few trails around this cavern. The problem is it's not really going to burn.
Mm-hmm. But you're at least going to collapse the house. I mean...
Why don't you roll me sand?
I'll roll sand. That seems fair. Just waiting for that. Ooh. Hey, I failed to roll.
That's seven.
I'm above my breaking point. All right.
What's the fight, flight, or panic thing?
Basically, I choose. Do I run?
I mean, does that... What triggers that?
It's just losing five or more in a single go. So. Let's roll D6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Fight, flight, or panic. I'm fighting.
You're fighting. Okay. Sloshing gas on these things as best you can. And
Yeah.
Make me a dex by 5.
Hey, I'm quick-footed. 4.
You don't catch yourself on fire.
Sweet.
You hear little hissing pops as some of these things start going up.
Sweet. At this point, I am completely out of control of my character. I assume I'm just sloshing gas around and...
Hmm. Troy. She's been down there a while.
Yeah.
Probably hear fire by now?
Downstairs? No, because she's in the cavern.
He left a trail. Is what he said.
I just like in a movie, I popped the top and I started walking.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You would totally start smelling smoke by now.
All right. I'm dropping my flare and running out of the house.
Are you?
Yeah.
Roll sand.
Yeah, roll sand, motherfucker. You're probably killing me. Which he apparently is okay with.
A pest.
Did you?
Yeah.
Take one.
She'll get out. She's fast.
No, you don't get out.
You go deeper.
You go in.
I'm fighting. Yeah. Absolutely. I rolled whether I was going to fight, flight, or freeze.
You're going through the Skyrim tutorial cave system.
I'm just...
with all the giant spiders.
And... Just to throw a thing out there, in case you guys didn't know, it's not actually the flame that burns; it's not actually the liquid that burns; it's the gas.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, how constricted, in fact, are some of these tunnels? Because explosions may, in fact, occur. I've seen it happen before. Just FYI. Yeah,
how big are the caverns?
The secret door is a fairly narrow cavern.
Right.
Once you get in there, it gets pretty massive.
As if the ground, like, you know, opened up from the middle and caused these formations to...
So anyway, I'm assuming this is where I exit the scenario.
Sounds like it. Troy, what are you doing?
I'm going back the way I came to the van.
Okay.
You find it sitting there. I left the keys on the driver's seat.
I know. Make me a luck roll. How long did this take?
57.
Van's gone.
Okay. Then I will...
If only I had a phone.
Go back, but this time head to the Baker house.
You're cutting back through the...
Field?
Through the fields?
I mean, essentially, yeah. I would go as so far as to, you know, the edge of the Cooper house property line, but then just head towards the Baker house.
Okay. You'll get there.
And just ask if I could get a ride back to town.
I mean, they're probably worried because by now, if we walked, like, that house is probably fully engulfed in flame at this point.
Yeah.
There are sirens.
They're way more worried about the house over there. We can make sure you get back to town, but we got to go make sure the fields aren't going to burn.
Okay.
At this point, police, fire, everything like that starting to show up. Wee-oo.
British sirens, apparently.
They don't have perception. Make me a persuade. No, I didn't have anything to do with that.
47 out of 50.
I've been at the baker's the whole time.
No, I went in search for help, came back, and the van was gone. So I went to the only place that I knew where to find help.
Makes sense to
me. It's also convenient that the one person who called the evil cultist was the one who now has gone missing.
Dave, make me a persuade check.
Okay.
Just tied a little bow on it for you, Troy.
9.
Woo! Good job. You're good.
Finally.
Eventually, you will both get back to the hotel.
Okay.
I was with the officer the whole time.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You have an alibi. Tammy never shows back up. What do you guys do?
I guess that means there's no other escape amongst the rocks. Or it became creature food, one of the two.
We'll see.
I kind of want to talk to the realtor still the next day.
I want to fly back out to California.
I do, but like I want to make a small trip before we do that.
I'd like to die on a beach instead of back in nowhere, Michigan.
I think that's everybody's dream.
How would you like to talk to the realtor? Going to the office, tracking her down.
No, I would go. I'd go to the office in the morning, like whenever business to open. I would go to the office.
Okay, Dave, you going with?
Nope.
Already on a plane back home?
Yeah.
How?
Get a different vehicle.
Okay.
What you doing?
Is she there?
Are you getting there before they open and waiting for her, or just showing up during business hours?
I'd show up during business hours.
You can figure out a time
shortly,
when she's there.
Shortly after, you know, opening.
You can see her car out there.
Yeah. She there?
Yeah. Yeah, you can time it right.
What was her name? Again?
Vanessa Volker.
Good morning, Ms. Volker.
Roll me a human.
Oh, come on, die.
Fun choice of words.
Damn it.
Why won't you just die already?
Sweet.
Best. After 4 rolls.
Her eyes widen a little bit.
Surprised to see me.
More surprised that you would remember to come here.
Why is that?
Because I didn't think you'd remember any of it.
Yeah. I think you know that we've remembered it. My colleague called you and said we've remembered it.
I didn't know how long that'd last. By the way, where's she?
Not sure. We split up and lost track of her.
And what can I do for you?
I just want to know what the plan was. Were we a sacrifice to your spider crab gods?
The audience at home is missing the little pincer maneuvers that Troy
the
is
crab
saying.
People. Yeah. You mean Ihort?
Oh, whatever the you want to call it.
Yes. That's one way of putting it, yes. Your incubators.
Is that right?
Hmm?
I'm going to do something real dumb.
That's the only scenario, why not?
Yeah. But, yeah. Possibly in character, yeah.
Yeah, well.
And how long is this incubation process supposed to last?
Depends on the person.
Well, I'm not so strong-willed as maybe my other friends, but I seem to have been lasting. Is the whole town incubating, or is it just a select few that get brought into the house?
Just the ones I take there.
I'm trying to figure of a cute way to end this, but I'll just abruptly turn and walk out and head back out to the van. Pull out the bat.
Yep.
Walk back into the office.
Okay.
And without really much word of provocation, say, Well, we likely, you know, took care of the house at least, so no more people will be lured into your little death trap, and I'll just swing at her.
Okay. You crack her right across the skull, and the dent you leave reforms, and she reaches out and touches you, and I don't know how spells work, but I assume that... I assume she can handle you.
It spells your doom.
I mean, it depends on the spells she has, so...
There's, like, withering and stop heart and...
Oh, yeah. It's one I did to Lucas.
Yeah.
He's really lucky I didn't roll very well.
But yeah, I mean, she's going to keep you alive, and she is going to subdue you long enough to hatch.
Okay.
She is tough enough. She is empowered enough to do it. And that was what she needed the whole time.
Should have bought the gun.
Well,
it wouldn't have mattered.
Yeah.
She can't have that.
Never does.
No matter the attack, she takes one hit point and heals two per round.
You'd have to do a lot really fast.
Can I retcon my action, though, then? I want to do something a little more fun.
I think denting her in the head, it was pretty solid.
Well, yeah, it was.
When Britton Helmer gets back to California, how long does he survive?
Make me a con roll.
By five? Or
yeah, con by five.
Success, 46 under.
You suffer for weeks.
Okay.
Do you go to the hospital? Do you try and fix it?
Probably eventually, yeah.
Yeah? They don't know what to make of it. When they take you in for surgery, it all goes wrong.
Of course.
As somebody tries to open you up, they come out.
Mm-hmm.
You drive a surgery suite's worth of doctors and nurses mad.
The plague has spread.
You probably bleed out on the table then.
Patient. Oh no. When they erupt, there is a gory husk left.
Patient zero.
No, these things don't infect people. It's I-Hort, the main one that does it.
I see.
It forced something down your throat and injected.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Spawn. What?
Then what's the end game? Like, why?
Why what?
We're all dead. We don't know.
But like, yeah, why infect us if not to be further carriers?
Because she was infected. She was a chosen of I-Hort. She had to keep providing sacrifices to keep having her life extended.
Mm. She's a little girl.
Huh?
She's a little girl from 1990.
No, the little girl from 1990 was let out of the house just like you guys were, walked away with amnesia, was kidnapped, and bad things happened to her and the guy who took her when she busted. Neither of them were ever found.
Huh. Well, we all ended up dead.
You did.
That's the way it goes.
Fair. I don't know what happened to me.
Let's deal with that.
I've been waiting for you to get back to it. I don't know if I'm dead, Dave.
It's the postscript in the movie.
You're probably dead.
I think there's too much mass under there. There's too many places to go.
You may be mostly dead.
I don't know.
A labyrinth, in fact.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about I-Hort from the mythos.
I don't even recognize that name, so it might have been something that they made up for the scenario.
I-Hort's labyrinth?
It's not one that sounds familiar to me.
It's something that is actually supposed to be in England.
How's it spelled?
It wouldn't be in
E-I-H-O-R-T.
What?
E-I-H-O-R-T.
Yeah. It's worth looking.
They don't name a lot of them the same.
It's in here.
it's actually supposed to be under some city in England. This expands it worldwide.
Gotcha.
This is just one opening. eventually you go around sloshing gas everywhere, setting anything you can find on fire. And eventually you're given the exact same bargain. Except this time you're given the option to become a chosen.
That's interesting. Do I want to have spells? I can't imagine with the way in which Tammy has played her or Tammy has been that Tammy would accept any of that. As cool as that would be, I don't think Tammy came down here to like. I don't know.
Oh, come on! You could be a villain in a future scenario.
Yeah, maybe. Her pow is so f***ing high too. I would make a great spellcaster. Yeah.
Okay.
The truth is revealed to me of iHeart.
Yes. You have to provide sacrifices every few weeks. Somebody has to die from this. Somebody has to expel New Brood. Otherwise, you do. That's what happened to the previous owners. That's what all these missing people are. The shredded corpses. It's brood hatching.
Right. I think Tammy's going to go into a new line of work.
Realty.
No, realty is too, it's too much. It's not subtle enough. People are going to notice. What about things like elderly care?
Oh, dark. Are there enough old people in the area?
Well, oh, no. This labyrinth spans worldwide, and she can start over wherever she wants.
I bet there are a bunch in California. Homeless shelters.
Florida.
Homeless shelters. There we go.
Right, but don't you have to be in the area of this specific being for him to infect you?
This labyrinth connects worldwide.
Okay.
And it opens up
Tammy
basically wherever iHort decides a node needs to be.
Tammy will reform herself. She has spent too long being a charlatan and deceiving people. She wants to give back to the community. And she can do a lot of good as long as she gets a sacrifice every couple of weeks. And that's what's important, right? She's helping a lot of people. She's only hurting a few. And I bet her skin has never looked better.
Again, I just don't know, like, to what end. Like, it just doesn't seem... Like, what's the point of creating more of these bugs if they themselves
progeny
don't, you know... I don't know. It just seems weird.
It's a part of iHort's mythos.
A lot of the mythos creatures don't make sense.
Yeah, constantly creating brood to build up to the point that they can take over whatever or whatever they do. I don't know all of it. I don't know hardly any of it.
And that's not one that I recognize. That's not a big one.
The reference in there was very slim. It was next to nothing.
It was, from what I looked up, it was created by a Ramsey Campbell in the 80s.
Ramsey Campbell writes really, really fun, more modern-esque fiction. Yeah. Modern as in 70s, 80s. He had a book, I believe it's a Ramsey Campbell book. I actually bought it years and years and years ago. I read it as a teenager. It was a dollar book. I think it's called Demogorgon. It was really good. But yeah, Ramsey Campbell is a great modern mythos. But again, most of the time you're going to get the older mythos original stuff.
Cool. Well, good times. I am mildly proud of myself for dying after the scenario ended instead of during, and as tends to happen.
He wants Tammy's character sheet for his future files. I'm telling you that she's going to make an excellent wizard.